Hi, GWA. I think I need to start touching myself. There we go. Or at least start up my rabbit inside me. When I first started here, and well, when I got into the habit of ramble faps, I found them useful to do on the weekend. But I think that as time goes by, what I'm finding is that I keep running against this cycle during the week of wanting to be posting or recording or something and not having a lot of time to do anything that requires extensive attention or planning or anything. So maybe I should start midweek ramble fapping because I don't need any planning or script and I can customize it to how much time I have and yada yada yada. So, here's one of the first of midweek ramble faps, and as you can tell, I mean, I was already really fucking horny this morning for no reason, you know, just getting up, and thinking about sex, and so, what was I thinking about? Oh, right. Okay, that was that train of thought. So, a couple of years back, how do I make a shortest possible story? So, I got a gift certificate to a local massage parlor from someone, and so had, like, three massages set up with a masseuse. And this happened to be within the same year that I discovered BDSM. So basically what it was is the first time that I had a massage after I had discovered, like, oh, there's a way to get, like, hit and feel pain and, like, reprocess that in your brain, and just, you know, if you're open to fucking with your brain like that, you can turn this into adrenaline and pleasure, and that's another ramble fap for another time. But, long story short, I went, and I didn't know that masseuse. I had massages from him before, and I knew that I thought he was attractive and fun. And then I get on the massage table, and I haven't seen him in, like, 6 months or a year, and in between, in that time, I had played with masochism things. And I don't tell the masseuse this, because why would I tell the masseuse this? That would be very forward and personal. No, that's for the fantasy, maybe. you know, as I was lying there face down on the massage table, and he started working on my shoulders, and I had some sort of big knot, and he just kind of, like, ground into it with his thumbs, and there was a place where I had tension, and I was pushing back, and I wasn't relaxing, and he applied pressure slow and steady and very slightly, you know, wiggling his thumb around on this muscle knot, but that's absolutely what I'm talking about right now, until that knot just, like, crumbled, and I melted into the table, and I just barely stopped myself from making a moan, because all of a sudden all of those masochism bits that I had put into my head over the past year, realized that massage was totally a way to also hit those buttons. And so the rest of that massage was really interesting as I was in my head being like, oh, this is fascinating, and I want to explore it, but I don't want, So, I am not brave enough, or actually, I don't know the proper polite way to go back to that masseuse and say, hey, do you maybe do that in a sexy sense? Like, I don't know how to proposition someone like that. And also, I think that that's not a thing that you do to someone at their workplace. I am just morally opposed to it, especially because I think about how often that must happen to female masseuses. Is it actually a gendered word? I don't know. To women who also give massages. They probably get that a whole lot, or they get the, you know... Yeah, there's a bunch of bullshit that happens to women who do body work on men. We all know this. Anyway, don't do it. Please do not do it. So, I never hit on my masseuse. But now let's get to the sexy part, because I did fantasize about how I would make this happen. And I want to ramble that fantasy a little bit and have it maybe be kind of a script offer if any performers are listening. Then maybe you want to, I mean, I'm making a ramble fab out of this because, like, I feel the level of detail that I kind of want in this is so much that I feel awkward and, like, selfish for making a script offer post out of it, because I would want so much control out of it. Like, I might as well just write the script, right? But I don't just, I want my cake and to eat it too. I want to really have the scenario, like, scripted out, but also be surprised by what happens in the actual scene. I don't know. But I've also never written a script, so script writers who may be listening, is this a normal feeling of trying to balance how much detail and control of the whole thing that you want versus creating a play space for someone else to improvise within? I think that's my entire submissive philosophy, is I don't want to control the minute actions. I want to create the play space that you then improvise within. Oh, fuck. Good, I got myself turned back on. Oh, I've been talking about other things, and so anyway, now that I've covered my moral feelings of awkwardness for relating the details of a script, I don't even know, I'm gonna fantasize, and then I'm gonna get off, and then I can post this, and I've made something out of it other than just a request. Weird, my brain is so weird. So, what I imagined was if I got myself, or someone got me, another set of, like a gift certificate for 3 massages from this particular place. And so I would go in for my first and have it be entirely normal. And so I'll just get to the plot bits first. But when I left at the end of that massage, I would leave a note that said, you know, I don't know, anything as filthy as I would want it to say. Oh, especially in the fantasy, man, I could be super filthy. I'll talk about moaning under his hands and the way he expertly manipulates my body and rides me just on that line of, it's all about my pleasure, but it turns out that sometimes the best pleasure comes after, or in response to, a little bit of pain. I don't need to go into King philosophy right now. and how much I wish that when he would massage my legs, he would slide his hands up higher and wondering if I ever leave wet spots on that little white sheet they put over the massage table. I mean, you get too excited and start dripping onto the table. Fuck. Anyway, so I would leave a note that said all those sorts of things, and then it would say that, as he knew I already had my next appointment scheduled, and what he could do is, if he was not appreciative of this offer and this letter, I would just tell him to cancel those dates, and I would never reschedule them, and he would be free to go on with his life and never worry about the creepy creepy girl who tried to hit on him after she got massages from him. But if he did like all of these ideas, well then, he knew exactly when the next time that I would be in was, and I would know that, well, that something would be awaiting me. That I would know what. And I think that that's the point of wanting this to be a script offer, is because the next best thing to actually having this masseuse be the affectionate but sadist dom of my dreams. condescendingly in charge and knowing exactly how to push me right up against my barriers and grind away at them until they crumple away like muscle knots. Fuck. As you can see, this is why I really am into this idea. If someone can do it right, fuck. If you were that, like, God, the surprises that would await me in that room. Oh. God. I should hurry up with it. I have places to be. Fuck. But I just want to make sure that this is amazing. So yeah, so don't, I'm trying to describe the language that my masseuse uses when talking to me. Deep and hard and firm and all of those wonderful good words. And, my hair is long, and to always keep it out of the way while I get a massage, I will put it in a braid. So, if when things get sexy, the masseuse, he would absolutely, well, he'd have me on my front, wouldn't he? Because he would be rubbing into all of those spots. Oh yeah, so I definitely imagine in this fantasy that I show up very, you know, eager and excited for this appointment that has not been cancelled. And he just greets me like everything is normal, doesn't seem to be phased, like, starts off the massage and I start to wonder if maybe he never got the note. And so he didn't cancel the appointment, not because he wants to fuck me, but because he didn't even know that that was the offer on the table. And I think that that is all mind games, of course, by this sexy, sadist, dumb, affectionate guy who basically wanted to get me as tense as possible up on the table and start massaging, and then as he worked some of those knots out and I started to lose my tension about the possibility of what would happen, that's when he would start to, you know, massage a little further up. And see, me thinking that, you know, sexy times were coming, I would absolutely take every stitch of clothing off before I got up on that massage table. And there's, you know, the customary sheet on top of you, but his hands, once he started, and once I was relaxed enough that he wanted to start playing with this playground. Well, yeah, he would reach under that sheet, and I would be completely bare for him to touch. Probably extremely wet. I wonder how hard my nipples would be underneath me. He would have access to that braid to pull it back. Oh, and then, well, because I like audio, obviously, this is going to have to be narrated through all of that early massage stuff and early chatter and stuff, and, you know, are you still keeping your tension between your shoulder blades? Okay, I'm going to start working there, and let me work on your neck some, and, you know, relax, and just, like, moments of silence and rubbing noises, maybe slight rubbing noises. But yeah, then I think that when he starts, when he slides his hands under that sheet and grabs my braid and pulls my head back, not with a jerk, but just slowly, and I think he checks with me and makes sure that I really want all of these things that I have asked for in my note. He says, you know, now, Voxy, you left me a note, and it detailed some very naughty things, and, you know, did you leave me that note? And I'd say yes, and did you write those naughty things so that I could say yes? And maybe get into some name calling. And so I think that once he determined that I was all of those things, and that I was his for the remainder of the... So what would it be? Would it be like an hour and a half long massage, and we're only 15 minutes or so, maybe half an hour into it? So he has control. In fact, he has possession of me, and maybe he asks if I agree to let him own me for the rest of that hour. And as you can tell from my voice, I like that idea a whole lot. And then, well, this is the part where I don't want to script it. I just want him to take my body lying there on that table and own it and use it as a toy, as a cum machine. Fuck, I heard that in an audio recently, and it was such an amazing phrase, especially because, I mean, that's the type of toy I want to be. So it's not that I'm being used for someone else's pleasure. It's that someone else realizes the pleasure that my body is capable of. I mean, come on, folks. You've heard me scream and scream and scream. You know that there are these intense orgasms in here. And, that the ones, like, you've heard the ones that I can get out of me, and just imagine the fact that there's even better ones available when I don't have to be managing a vibrator against myself. Like, if I can let every bit of that go and only live in experiencing the things, the pleasure that someone else is doing for me, like, fuck, can you imagine? Because I can, I've been there, it's amazing. That is, like, if I was made to do something, it's not to pleasure someone else's, blah, I was made to have the most intense, amazing orgasms ever. And so that's the kind of owner-operator that I want, is someone that goes, oh my god, those are so fantastic, I want to make them happen. I want to make so many of them happen, I want to make you beg for them to happen so that they're better, or I want to control when they happen so that I know that that amazing thing came to be underneath my hands. So I think now I'm gonna make one of those amazing things happen under my own hands. Oh, I have a pillow here, I can do that. But fuck, I'm really close with all of this talking about this fucking amazing masseuse. Oh god. But now being underneath his hands. I'm imagining he's working on one of those hard, massive shoulder knots that I get. But working his other hand into my dripping wet pussy. And sliding it in and out of me. Several fingers so that I can feel the same kind of tension against the pressure down in my cunt as it is in my shoulder against him. So working against that muscle knot and working fingers inside of me. What if there were, oh fuck, God. There were a way for that to also be, that I was getting, oh, maybe, he tells me to rub my clit, there we go, because then I would know exactly how hard, to rub it, I'll think about that right now, as I rub my clit, and imagine, his fingers are pressing into me, with more and more fingers, and more pressure, making that, hard resistance of how tight I am. Echo the tight muscle knot in my shoulder being rubbed and ground into, and I'm grinding my hips into his fingers. And everything is gonna break. Everything is gonna break and melt away like a muscle knot crumbling under pressure. That's what this orgasm is gonna be like. Oh god. I just have to grind it. I just have to work it a little more. Oh, God. Oh, please don't stop. Please keep rubbing that. Oh, God. Oh. Be an unfortunate amount of noise in a massage parlor, unfortunately. Oh. Oh, I might just need to be some sort of gag put in place. Fuck. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna stop at a trough of sensation before I build up and have more, just because I have to keep going with my day. Okay. God, I feel amazing. Imagine if I actually had gotten a massage during that. I just, like, fuck all of the... Yeah, no, I have to stop thinking about this. I am way too turned on by this idea. Maybe I really should be looking for a massage dom. Does that exist? Can I ask for that? Should just go on FetLife and look for someone whose username is Massage Dom. Okay. Thank you, GWA. Even if no one... See, this is the place I wanted to get to. Even if no one ever does anything with that fantasy for me, I thought about it enough to get myself off. And made a story out of it. And made a shared erotic experience out of it, which, well, that's where my exhibitionism is, right? Okay. Fuck. That was much too long. Thanks, everyone. Bye.